The event space of the hotel was filled with a variety of tables, from people selling hijabs to outreach programs and academies for Muslim children. Debbie Al-Muntasser works for the New York City Department of Education and was a guest speaker at the conference. Al-Muntasser says domestic violence has no race or religion, and negative stereotypes on how Muslim women are treated is just another example of Islamophobia.
Domestic violence, female genital mutilation, and also human trafficking and slavery of women is not something specifically driven by Islam, but it is unfortunately a societal ill that exists regardless of the faith or ethnic or racial background of individuals.
Maryam Abdul Karim is a Douglasville homemaker attending the conference with her friend. For her, the main message of the Eradicating Islamophobia conference is about making a positive impact.
We all have a responsibility, and our responsibility is just to convey a message to people that, yes, we're Muslim, we're not going to not be Muslim, but here's how we affect society, not negatively, but positively. Look at our doctors, look at our, you know, our students, look at our political aspirations as a people, and there is something that we can bring to the table, even in an Islamophobic society.
Members of the Islamic World International Conference hope discussions like this one could lead to a future with more understanding where their culture isn't as feared. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.